So, I mean, you've obviously done quite a lot of Rome. I mean, when you came in the studio before you set off and I'd said, you know, what sort of practice had you done? You said, well, we've been in the gym, which didn't seem quite enough to me. I felt that you should have actually got on the water a bit.
Well, yeah, we're rowers by background, but it's true, we haven't been on the sea until we got to the Canary Islands. Was that disadvantage? To be honest, I don't think it was. The seas out there were just massive and unlike anything you would ever see around the south coast here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have helped. Yeah. We'd done enough physical preparation in terms of, you know, sort of training on the rowing machine. So I don't think we were at a disadvantage through not having done.
Any hairy moments when you thought, blimey, we're not going to make this?
Yeah, we almost got run down by a freighter one night in the middle of the night when there was no moon and it didn't have its radar on, so we got no warning of it coming and it didn't have many lights and it was too rough to see them anyway.
How did you suddenly woke up, did you?
Well, I was asleep in the cabin at the time and my rowing partner was on the oars and he just shouted, come out, Chris. And I came out and there was a freighter about 10, 15 metres away.
Wow.
Going, and if we'd been half a minute slower, we would have been matchwood. So after that had gone past and we'd sort of...
You sleep well after that?
Yeah. We smelled its diesel fumes and lay there shaking uncontrollably for a few minutes and we thought, yeah, life's quite fragile, really.
You took all your supplies with you, did you? Your food and water and things like that?
We took all our food with us. We rather over-provisioned, so ended up with quite a lot of spare at the end, which was fine.
Better to have too much than too little,
absolutely.
I would say.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. The old obesity thing.
Yeah.
And water was from a water maker, so...
So you took the salt water, did you, from the sea, and then you turn it into fresh water?
Yeah, never quite as much as you wanted, but it worked for us quite well.
Okay, so would you do it again?
Absolutely not.
Do you know how much you raised, by the way?
We've raised over £10,000 for the two charities.
Brilliant.
So
that's
it's been absolutely wonderful.
But are you one of the? Are you someone who needs a challenge? I mean, so you wouldn't row the Atlantic again? But do you fancy something else? I mean, you're going to climb Everest or something?
I think my next challenge
go to the North Pole.
I think it'd be decorating the bedroom.
That's really tough. Chris, thanks for coming in. Many congratulations.
You look
good on it. They are. That's what we should all be doing. A bit of rowing. Keep you fit. There we are. Chris Andrews from Tunbridge Wells is back on Terra Firma after rowing the Atlantic with all those other people you've been reading about over the last few weeks and months. 08459 811 111, don't forget, is our phone number this morning. Email john.warnett@bbc.co.uk and you can text on 07786